Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Welcome to 2021 and another year of dark mysteries. Today's book is Night by Night by Jack Jordan. Published by Corvus in 2019, today's book is all about insomnia, homophobia, and tragedy. After a terrible incident, Rose Shaw has been shunned by her family and is plagued with insomnia. One night when walking home, after she fell asleep and missed her stop on the bus, a man knocks into her and he drops a notebook. He runs away, but Rose picks up the book and takes it home with her. The notebook is the journal of a man named Finn, and on the inside cover, he's written a chilling introduction. It says, "If you're reading this, I'm dead." Rose fills her sleepless nights with reading the journal and decides to go to the police. She finds that Finn has actually gone missing, and yet the police seem reluctant to do anything. Something doesn't quite add up, and Rose begins to see the homophobic side to the local police force. And this hurts Rose in a way that she never expected. Her younger brother Jay killed himself at age 17 due to the bullying over his sexuality. Now her search for Finn has become personal. When the police threaten her, beat up one of her confidants, and her burned out handbag is found on her doorstep, everyone else tells her she should stop. But Rose has finally found a way to redeem her brother's death, whatever the cost to her. Night by Night is a tense thriller in two distinct parts. There's the initial tragic event, which I won't spoil, which leads to Rose being shunned by her family and many others in the local community. This leaves Rose like a ghost in her own life, drifting through day by day. Then there is the discovery of the journal and the search for the missing Finn. Finn's story is told through excerpts of his journal. We follow Finn as he moves to the smaller town of Rearwood from London and his fateful meeting with the man who would become his stalker. The storyline of the gay stalker was one of the main points of why I really enjoyed this book. I've read many other books with heterosexual stalkers and violence, but very few with this open discussion of Finn's fear of being stalked by another man. The police do little to help Finn and basically laugh him out of the station. The people who are supposed to protect Finn think he is a joke. I found this heartbreaking when I think of all the people out there who've experienced this type of behaviour from the police. Rose herself is an outsider, and she has no one left in her life. So in order to find Finn, she must repair relationships with her family for help, including her father, a man she'd never forgiven for his terrible treatment of his son, another element which must have led to his suicide. In Night by Night, it's the treatment of the institutional homophobia, the male-on-male stalking, and Rose's crippling insomnia, which makes this book different from many other thrillers I've read. So if you like tragic pasts, determined insomniacs seeking justice for their dead brothers, revenge, and gun rangers, I recommend Night by Night by Jack Jordan. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.